The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon, good afternoon, good morning, and good evening, depending on where you're listening and when you're listening. You're listening to Mark the Shark with Bite of Reality on America's Web Radio. You know, every week is a great week because we still are looking at the grass down instead of up. If you're looking at the roots of the grass, that's not good. I understood, you know, from Stormy Daniels, who can talk to dead people. She doesn't know anything about the case, but hey, she can talk to dead people. Maybe she can communicate with Biden and get him to get out of his head, out of his butt, and maybe do something in this country that might help it. But you never know. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into my favorite part of the show because we got a lot to cover this week. There's an amazing amount of stuff that happens every week under Joe Biden. The chaos, the Congress, the Senate. It's amazing how nothing gets done. Inflation changes every other day. If you listen to Joe Biden, it was 9% when he came into office. Unfortunately, it wasn't. It was 1.4%. The 9% was his responsibility. But without any further ado, here comes my favorite part, the rhyme time. The world ablaze, a fiery dance. America's bonkers caught in a trance. Take-home pay, it's a cruel jest. Inflation's the new name we put to the test. In the heart of the night, flames lick the sky. A planet in turmoil asking itself, why? Forest whispers secrets, their leaves now all ash. While politicians bicker, their lack of promises brash. America, oh America, what have we become? Bonkers and bewildered, chasing shadows just for fun. From Capitol Hill to Main Street's fray, we're lost in the chaos, night blending with day. The paycheck arrives a pitiful sum, once sturdy as oak, now fragile and numb. Taxes and fees, they gnaw at our core. Our dreams deferred, our hopes and dreams dashed, washed up on the shore. America, oh America, what have we become? Bonkers and bewildered, we are now chasing shadows for fun. From the idiots on Capitol Hill to Main Street's fray, we're lost in the chaos. Night blending and bleeding into the day. Biden inflation, the Biden phantom creeps through the land. Prices continue to soar high like kites cut from their stand. Bread costs a fortune and gas, oh the pain. Our wallets whimper so thin now while debts stake their claim. America, oh America, what have we become? Now gone bonkers, we are bewildered, still chasing shadows just for fun. From crazies on Capitol Hill to Main Street's tragedy, what a fray. We're lost in all the chaos, nights blending into the day. Biden inflation whispers secrets, a quiet, sly seductress. Her name now etched in our brains, in our collective consciousness. It dances with interest rates, twirls with the broken supply chains. While we cling to what is left of our dollars, we must be praying for gains. America, oh America, this is what we have become. Bonkers and bewildered, chasing shadows again for fun. Withholding weapons from our closest ally, the lies have just changed. These Biden blunders endangers the world. This president is deranged. From the nutball lefties on Capitol Hill to the vacancies on Main Street's fray, we've lost in the chaos. We're lost. We no longer America, the leader. We have become prey. Yet amidst the flames, the return of Trump's spark remains bright. Resilience in our veins, courage taking back this country and setting things right. We'll rewrite the narrative, stitch hope's grand quilt. For America, dear America, under Trump, under America, we won't wilt. Without Trump, the world is ablaze, a fiery dance. America's gone bonkers, but with Trump, we might have a chance. Under Trump, your take-home pay will be able to buy what you need. No more skimping, terrorists on the run. Wow, a leader who can actually lead. We must fight for what's true and for the country we love. We must push back and get Trump in. Time to give Biden the big shove. Oh, justice delayed, they now claim a cruel refrain. As time stretches thin before the election, like a taut chain. The courtroom's a hush money case, it's now obvious, a canvas of doubt. Where truth does not reside, just lies, the DA is just waiting to sprout. The witnesses, serial liars with pornographic grins. Their alibis are DA polished, it's woven with sins. Justice promises are broken, judicial oaths cast aside. As justice fails, stumbles, wounded and shut-eyed. A witness steps forth lying through her teeth, trembling and frail. Their failing memory etched with hate, the want to put him in jail. They recount the scene, not one fact relevant here, the crime, the deceit. Yet the wheels of justice fell off long ago. Where is the red meat? The defense attorneys dance truth found hiding in the shadows. The DA's twisting of narratives. This is not how justice goes. Delay, they cry. We already have the lies. We need this speed this time. But justice, the victims, her tears fall. After 12 days, it's clear there's no crime. Behind bars, they're trying their best, but now you hear the Democrats' sighs. Their pleas of injustice heard. Theirs are no longer in disguise. Months and the years slip away like sand through the glass. While the witnesses are all liars, a venomous mass. The real question, will justice prevail or crumble like clay? The clown show in the courtroom awaits, the DA's case now serious in disarray. For truth and justice unapplied is a wound that won't heal, and justice delayed. While we are seeking the truth, we need the art of the deal. In the corridors of justice, where scales once balanced and strong, the pendulum swings left, it's rhythmic, erratic. Injustice is seriously wrong. Real verdicts postponed. We now see all this deceit. Our justice system weaponized against Trump. The corruption of it, we must delete. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I got to tell you, and I know a lot of you do know, I am a practicing attorney. Practice makes perfect, they say. Apparently not in New York anymore. You know, we have a lot of things going wrong in this country. Really going wrong. I mean, you don't hear anything about the bribery charges of Henry Cuellar, latest, less than an honest Democrat. Amazing, isn't it? An allegation last week. Only 600,000 alleged to have been taken to influence votes. Where's the integrity gone in our government? Under Biden, is truth lost? Integrity is zero. The chaos is 1,000%. The new normal? Bidenomics? No thanks. We'll take that for granted. You know, inflation, the transitory thing that wasn't transitory. You know, the number 1.4% under Trump, 9% under Biden, and we're cheering because it's now only like 4 or 5%. Well, the problem is this, and here's the real problem. You know, they keep talking about numbers. So let's discuss the numbers, okay? Bidenification of America. You want to see Bidenflation? Yeah. Let's give you some quick numbers, okay? From January 2021 to March of 2024, the Biden reign, the new domain of the emperor without clothes. All food up, 21%. All energy up, 36.9%. Rent costs, 21% or 20.5% to be exact. You know, Bureau of Labor Statistics, are they lying? Well, who's lying? And Biden just keeps fundraising. Isn't that wonderful? This is fantastic. Keep fundraising while the people are dying. And here's another great fact. California, $30.9 billion in costs at the border to take care of our illegal invaders. Oh, Arizona, only 3.9. You guys got it light. Texas, $13.4 billion. New Mexico, $740.5 million. To take care of the invaders. How about a border wall for $5 billion? Would that be a better deal for you? What do you think? I don't know. You know, maybe I'm a little crazy. But, you know, we spend billions and billions of dollars, and you hear me say it each week, spending money for every other country in the world to protect their borders while our border is open. Why is that? It's really simple. Because they're trying to change the voting base. And there's a loophole, folks. And Congress better wake up. There's a loophole in the voting law that says if someone votes, even though they're not a citizen, and they believe they have the right to vote, it's not a crime. And yet, the states don't have access to the federal citizenship logs. They're not allowing them to check it. Where's the Congress? Where's the Senate? Where's the ability to be a citizen in this country? But I digress. What I really wanted to get to is what's going on. It's now since October 7th, and I really want to delve into this a little bit because we keep talking about it and nothing gets done. Now, there are 7 months since October 7th. 7 months. It's over 7 months, actually. Without any consequences for Hamas. No deadlines. This is an abomination, folks. A complete failure of any concept of what is a strong foreign policy is. And America was a leader. We were putting the Middle East back together under Donald Trump. The Arabs and the Israelis were getting together, and they were beginning to function as people, as neighbors. They were getting together. And then you put this widget in the White House in. You put them in, because I didn't. And there's a lot of people in this country who didn't. They told you what you were going to get, and you bought the basement strategy, and they're doing it again. Less is more, right? Well, that's only under Bidenomics. Less is more. When you go and you pick up your package of Keebler Elves or your fudge cookies or your Oreos, less is more, right? That's what you want. That's what they want you to believe. Do you believe that? I don't. Less is not more, folks. Wake up. America's got to start thinking for itself. Stop believing the lies. You don't need people to tell you what you hear with your own ears. And stop listening to them. Go to the source. Look it up. Become an informed voter. You know who's a Democrat? Low information voters, because they don't see what's happening. And Chicago's having a revolution right now. Remember that. Watch this very carefully. And why do I bring that up? So 7 months without any consequences for Hamas, and you have the idiot Anthony Blinken. He is the complete rectification of Biden's butt. He's an imbecile. The fact that Hamas mortar attacks a crossing that aids coming into Gaza, and there's no problem with that, the Biden administration. We cannot be more lame and feckless and ineffective, a force of good in this world under Biden than in this nation's history. We have always been a force of good, a solid rock to bring the world back together. We saved the world in World War II. Had we not gotten involved, we'd all be sprechen Sie Deutsch. Okay, but this is where we're going right now. This is under Biden. The guy doesn't know what day it is, and yet here we are, and people are voting for this guy. They're thinking of voting for this guy. Well, guess what? The polls better straighten out. The people of America better straighten out. Stop listening to people like MSNBC and Communist News Network, because they want you to be out of business. They want you to be dependent upon them. You can't let them win. If you let them win, they destroy you. And where did they go? Okay? This is a really big principle here in America. You either stand for something or you die for nothing. It's time to pass new effective laws to stop domestic terrorism. You know, we had this big conference about, oh my God, the white supremacists in this country. You know what? For 4 years, I haven't heard a darn thing about a white supremacist. But I have seen lots of property damage, millions and millions of dollars of property damages, violent revolutionary Antifa, left-wing loons on campus, taking over campuses, stopping people from getting onto campus who were Jewish, harassing and assaulting Jews on campus. Jews in America, you want to vote Democratic? You like this? Are you imbeciles? Why are you so repugnant? Why are you so bent on voting Democratic when you see what they're doing? Now, here's a really simple solution. Our universities are the terrorist breeding grounds. Hamas understands this. Iran understands this. And that's why they fund these universities. And that's why they have billion-dollar endowments. You know what? Because we, the people, have been funding these idiots, these leftist idiots. Once they get tenure, they can do whatever the heck they want. And the universities are caving left and right like a bunch of dominoes. Well, here's the deal. Let's make this very simple, because apparently a lot, if not 50% or maybe even more on some of these campuses, it's difficult to find out because they don't release the information. Why? Because it shows what's really going on, and they want the low information voter. They don't want you to see what's going on. So they don't cover it. So here's what's going on. Here's what I suggest. Congress, step up. I know the Senate's not going to do anything, so forget it. Under Chucky Schmucky Schumer, forget it. That guy, I had a lot of respect for him 10, 15 years ago. The guy actually was doing something. Now he's doing something the wrong way. He's an idiot. He's become a lefty loon. And the fact that this is going on in this country is really sad, quite frankly. But you know what? We, the conservatives, haven't pushed back. We've been sitting there. We're investigating. We're checking things out. We got nothing going. They are the uni party, one brain, one effective message. All of a sudden now, it's justice delayed. They must have sent out like an email chain or a fax. And they said, the word for the day, justice delayed, is justice denied. Get them, get them, get them. And you know who I'm talking about. But here we go. You want to solve this campus problem? You let it get out of control to begin with. Why? Because you have the same feckless imbeciles in charge of these universities. The same lefty loons that you let in there that you figured they couldn't do much harm because they're in the university. Well, guess what? They meld the mindless brains, the useful idiots in America, the college students, all these little rich imbeciles. And where are they getting their money from? Why is there no DOJ investigation? They spent millions checking out and finding people from January 6th who were merely walking around Washington, checking cell phones, checking data, checking your bank cards, getting your bank records illegally. Yeah, remember they did the data search on the banks? Remember that? Yeah, whatever happened? Nothing. Nothing. Because Congress is useless. When you give Congress such a thin margin that they can't afford to lose one or two people, folks, this is what happens. If you don't give the Republicans full control of the Senate and the Congress, you get a bunch of mealy-mouthed worms who gotta water everything down. Why? Because this is what you did. You voted them in. You let them take control. So here's my new rules that I would put into effect. This will stop these multi-million dollar damages. And how about it? Is there not a civil rights violation when you stop someone, when you harass someone for their religion? Yeah, I'll bet there is. Because if it was a gay guy who was being harassed, there'd be the DOJ all over it. There'd be the FBI all over it. There'd be the university kicking them off of campus in a heartbeat. If a professor got up and said, kill all the gays, kill all the lesbians, kill all the transgender guys, there'd be an investigation and that professor would be terminated instantly. But because it's the Jews, it's okay? Is that what we're saying in this country? And Biden, he jumps right on the bandwagon. He doesn't even know which way the train's going, but he jumps right on. He doesn't have a day in his head that's clear. So here you go. Here's the rules. Revoke visas for violent protesters. If you're here on a student visa and you're arrested in a protest, a violent protest, you're gone. Resisting arrest, you're gone. Goodbye. See ya. Deport violent trespassers and radical students here on visas. That's it. We're finished, right? Done. Arrest and prosecute. That's the key. If you let them out in a half hour with a piece of paper, guess what? There's no consequences, and that's why criminals are out of control, too. That's why carjackings are up all over the place. No consequences for anything. Trust me, I do criminal law. I know if there are no consequences, they just do it again, because it doesn't matter. There's no consequences. Imagine, you ever see Groundhog Day? Imagine there's no consequences for tomorrow, so you could do whatever you want. Exactly. So here you go. You trespass, you're prosecuted. Prevent and deprive any student of their civil rights. And by the way, the DOJ, did they lose the book on denial of civil rights of Jewish students and how to prosecute them? Because they sure as heck know how to prosecute Republicans. That they can find. But when it's a lefty loon, somebody who Biden depends on, well, here we go. Here's the second story. It's the third. Fire any and all professors who support terrorist organizations and this ideology against America. Listen, you can have your opinion, not a problem. But when you advocate violence against America and Jews, You do not deserve to be in a professorship. Sorry. Gone. And here you go. Make it. This is something that really bugs the living daylights out of me, because I fly my flag every day in front of my house, and it's got a light on it all night long, 35 watts, a brilliant light, showing that rocket's red glare, that flag standing there, because that represents America to me. I love this country, and I don't like what's happening to it right now. Make it a felony to remove an American flag and place a flag of another foreign country on any federally funded university, any federally grounds. Okay? And here's another one that you need to stick in your hat and make this another law. Make it enough. When you make it a felony to desecrate any statue in this country or to deface or graffiti the same. We went through the BLM riots where they tore down our statues and there were no consequences. Again, we go back to the same thing and no consequences. And here's the problem. We just keep doing it over and over again. And here we expect a different result. Did you think the protests were going to get less violent when we let them fester? Did you think Antifa wasn't going to see this coming? Did you think they weren't going to jump in? We cannot be this stupid as administrators and as governmental officials. Because if you are, we need to get you out. We need to put people in there who can see things in advance. One of the great things about lawyers is they always say never ask a question that you don't already know the answer to. And I would say in government, you can see it in front of you. Why are you allowing it to go on? You know what's going to happen. Remember the BLM riots? Remember that? Peaceful protest, right? And you let it go. And then they broke windows. And you let it go. And then they burnt down buildings. Billions of dollars. And then they broke into a police station. And you let it go. And you abandoned the police station. And they burnt it down. And then they set up the chop zone. Remember that? And that didn't end until someone what? Someone died. These are all what they call foreseeable consequences, foreseeable results for stupid actions of our administrators and our leaders. And here's the other thing. You get arrested in a violent protest for resisting arrest, and we revoke any and all student loans from any student arrested in a violent protest against American interest or in favor of a terrorist organization. I'd find that girl in New York City that said, I am Hamas. You know what? If you got a student loan, good. It's revoked. Goodbye. See ya. Okay? Columbia University. You would think Columbia University, one of our elite universities, was a smart bunch of people, right? Did you see the people out there? It caved. It caved. And the terrorists in the U.S. Congress, like Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, Presley, Cori Bush, and the agent of chaos, AOC, they need to face consequences for their calling for violence. An indictment of violence across America. Where is the January 6th type investigation in the DOJ and the FBI? Where's all the investigations and the arrests and the indictments and the prosecutions? Because you know what? None are coming, folks. And therein lies the problem. And now Columbia University, at Brown, at Harvard, the terrorists have won. Mark this day down in your calendar. Write it down. Put a big X. Terrorists win. America is dead. Because we've lost to the terrorists in this country. It's a disgrace. And why? Because you have a pathetic person, a wizard in the White House. You have nothing. You have a useless government at this point in time, which does not appear to have any plans to deal with any actual domestic terrorists. Remember that? He's got the plan. He's going to stomp out the white supremacists. I'm sorry, they're not the problem in America. The problem in America is the lefty loons who are burning down your building, taking people hostages at Columbia University. You didn't hear about this? No? They took two custodians hostage and not one charge. Alvin Bragg is too busy chasing down a pornographic star and a convicted serial liar to testify against the former president and, God, I hope, the next president of the United States. Because if we have this imbecile in the White House again, you know, the country is going to become a tribal war. The lefty loon in the White House? Where do you go after this? Where do you go? How far left can you go before you fall off the American map? Hardworking people support this country. Funny thing. They're not terrorists. And the yellow-bellied Flopsy Mopsy from the podium gets up there and says, the president's committed to Israel in the ironclad strong, strong way. No, he's not. We all know that's a lie. We see it in real time. You may not hear it on the news. We can all see that the widget in the White House is lost in space. He has no idea what to do. He wants a two-state solution. Yeah, Michigan and Minnesota. That's the two-state solution he wants. He doesn't care about Israel. He doesn't care about the world. He cares about the power and the people behind him who are pulling the strings. That's what they care about. And the agent of chaos, AOC, loudly proclaiming her support for the brainless Biden head. Here we go. There you go. Seriously disgusting that we're going through this. Seriously pathetic. It's a feckless example of a lack of leadership. Where are the university leaders? Are they taken over by Hamas? Is Antifa now going to be in charge? Great job, geniuses. How about we defund Hamas immediately? How about defund all the federal student loans of all the universities who allow this to go on? Why not try that? You want to see how fast these violent protests would stop? Your Jewish students are staying home because they're not safe. Your janitors who were kidnapped. Where are the kidnapping charges? Hey, Bragg, your district attorney's office, are you preparing the charges? Well, against Jose Alva, you had him arrested immediately for defending his life. And you put him in Rikers Island. We forgot about that. Oh, that's right. Well, I didn't. I didn't forget about that at all. So now they're all canceling their graduations because of the terrorist organizations on their campuses. So they caved. That's probably one of the saddest days in American history. But you know what? If Biden gets back in, we're going to have a lot sadder days. This is pathetic, people. And American voters, we need to get out and we need to go vote for the guy who can lead this country. Listen, you may not like what Trump does. You may hate him to the core. You may hate what he does, what he stands for, all the testimony, all the garbage that's going on right now. But you know what? Amazingly, all those cases are crumbling like stale crackers. So Biden runs to the left now and attacks Israel. And he's now holding the whole country of Israel hostage. Yeah, let me put that out there to the Jewish and the Jew-supporting people. He is now supporting Hamas. He has now told Hamas, don't negotiate. And excuse me, people, let me just give you some numbers here, okay, because I think we forgot about this. There were 33 American hostages killed on October 7th. There's 139 hostages still held, 8 Americans still held by Hamas. Did we forget about that? I haven't heard a lip at all from Flopsy Mopsy, from Austin, from Blinken, who keeps going to Israel telling them not to do anything. Listen, if we don't do anything, we will face Hamas again. And they're here now. Why? Because we have 12 million people in this country who we let in. And there are 64 million of them who are using the app to get in here. That's roughly one third of this country, because we're only 350 million. It's amazing. But I'm going to tell you what's going on with Biden and Israel right after this short break. We're going to jump off and stand by. You're not going to want to miss the rest of this. Stand by.
Hey, folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember, folks, I'm not angry. I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/AmericasWebRadio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@AmericasWebRadio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back. You're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. So, right before the break, I told you, Biden runs to the left, and he goes after Israel. Why does he go after Israel? Because he doesn't know how to deal with Hamas. Why? Because he's trying to tie Israel's hands. Why? Why is he doing that? Well, I'll tell you why. Because he wants to win the vote in Michigan and Minnesota. Because you have the terrorists, Tlaib and Omar, their little squatting little camps of people. Why? Because during under Biden, remember, we dumped a bunch of Somalis in Minnesota. And that's how Ilhan Omar got to Congress. She hates America. So does Cori Bush. So does Ilhan Omar. So does Rashida Tlaib. The woman who flies a gay pride flag outside with her Palestinian flag in the halls of Congress, does she understand that she goes to Palestine, her homeland, or her endearing, whatever it is, and they throw her off a building and see if she can fly? Because that's how you do. That's what they do there. That's how they do it. You see, women don't have the rights there. Gays don't have the rights there. They want to see only what they want to see. They don't believe in anything real. And that's the problem in this country. We have people in Congress who are imbeciles. Really, seriously. We have people who in Congress are idiots. And I'm not talking about the Republicans who I have my own beef with. But what we're doing here in this country is we're losing our mind. Our government's gone insane. They are destroying America as we speak. It's the Biden death syndrome, I call it. They have the Trump derangement syndrome. I call this the Biden death syndrome. This is for America. I've said this is the revolution has begun. And the concept of taking the high road has to go. It really does. It's time for the conservatives in this country to actually get up off their couches and push back. Face the lefty loons face to face, eye to eye. Stop taking it without any pushback. It's time to get off that couch. Really. Put the radical left back. Put them back in their place. You want to go toe-to-toe with us? I don't think so. Because they, in essence, are scared little babies. They're little pampered little babies. And that's not the conservatives. The conservatives are the people who run this country. Because how do they run this country? They pay for everything, folks. Someone's got to pay for all the giveaways. Everything. Everything in this country costs money. And the conservatives are working their butts off. Sometimes one, two, maybe three jobs to do it. And it's time to get off the couch. It's time for a pushback. We have to find the infestation and stamp it out. It's infecting America, and it has infected the world. And this is the problem. We need to get it going now. Because if we stand here and watch these pathetic people take over, this is what I can't understand, is these people took over, and they're stopping Jews from going on campus. Where are the rest of the normal students? Why are they standing by? Are they the useful idiots in America? Is this what I'm talking about? The useful idiots have to be put on notice. We must take them on head to head, face to face, every single day. Remember what Maxine Waters said? Get in their face, make them uncomfortable, make them know that they're not welcome here. Well, that's the time right now. Where is sanity gone in this country? It went in our government. Government's insane. Government is, wait, I'm going to talk about this. So Biden's lost his mind. We already know that. But the rule of law is being destroyed right now. Every one of these Trump trials is falling apart like a stale cracker. Because why? They're all based on fake, fraudulent data, evidence created by the prosecution. In terms of cases that don't even exist, like Bragg's case, he took a statute of limitations that exited 8 years ago and tagged it onto a felony, which 12 days into the trial, we still don't know what that crime is, because there is no crime. But wait, don't worry about it. We're going to have the sexual adventuress Stormy Daniels come in and testify. That ought to put that document case to rest. And really, in terms of the jury, boom, we're ready to go. Wow. We've solved this case now with the porn star. Really? Does that have anything to do with it? And Judge Mershon, instantaneously, let me give you a little fact about that. He was with the Weisenberg case. He was with the other Trump case. Now, random assignments. That's pretty amazing to me that all of a sudden this guy, this particular judge, is randomly assigned to all three of the Trump-involved cases. Are you buying that? I'm certainly not buying that. The randomness? Please. This is such a setup in New York. This is worse than Letitia James, because this is a mockery of the system. This is an embarrassment to every lawyer who practices in New York. I mean, it's astounding that this is going on. And the lefty loons are fine with it. But you know what? When they start coming for you, then you're going to, when the Republicans start coming for the Democrats, oh, then you're going to worry about it, right? Well, then it's too late. So he's already said he's not paying attention to the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court told him he doesn't have the power to get rid of student loans. And he's doing it anyway. And he did it again. It's not a forgiveness. It's not a forgiveness. They keep saying they're forgiving the loans. No, they're passing the loans on to you, the taxpayer, the American taxpayer. How many times does this have to, how many times does he have to violate the law? Not like Donald Trump, who didn't violate the law, but got charged. Jack Spitty got charged with it. In the minds of the lefty loons. This guy Biden is an abomination, and everyone who follows him, they continue to rip and tear apart bit by bit the American country. And again, I said before, 65 million people have used his Get Into America Free app. No, it's Get In Here and America Will Pay For You app. And how about this? I heard this today, and again, it's not, there's no two sources of it, so I can't tell you specifically, but they are making demands that they get free health care, culturally appropriate food, free housing, and free everything. They want a stipend to be here in America. Let me tell you something, folks. Your schools are falling apart. Your $153 billion that you spent this year should have gone into our educational system, because our kids are becoming a bunch of idiots. They fell behind during COVID, and they haven't caught up, and yet we're taking in 12 million people who are going to eat up the resources in your schools, and your kids will suffer. They're suffering now. So you know what? We're laughing. We're laughing at the Banana Republic America. No, we're not even at the Banana Republic level. I mean, Biden's going to be dead soon, and so will America. That's the result of the idiocracy he created. And it grew exponentially under his tutelage. Congratulations. And Congress, can you grow a spine? Are you going to let Chucky Schmucky Schumer? There's 139 hostages still. 33 were killed. And we're still sitting here, and we're telling Israel we're not sending you precision bombs, which will, by and large, let me just repeat that, precision bombs which minimize civilian casualties, and we're not sending them. You know what? My advice, break out your arsenal, Israel. And he said the other day, Netanyahu, if we got to fight them with our fingernails, we are taking them out. So Joe Biden, go follow Rashida Tlaib. Go follow Cori Bush. Go follow them off the left of the map, okay? Because at some point, the pendulum's going to swing back to sanity, and that's going to be your problem. We can no longer be trusted in the world. Our allies don't trust us anymore. Our enemies don't fear us. Why are we having difficulty understanding this? Let me get it straight. Congress authorizes military aid to Israel, and Biden, that infinite dumbass, his lack of wisdom, the continuation of his feckless policy is withholding those weapons. Did he say, Hamas, give us back our hostages? Did he say, Hamas, we want our hostages now? There are five or eight, or we're not even sure, because our government is so retarded. Ooh, I used a bad word. Sorry about that. Our government is so special that we don't even know how many hostages we have at this point in time. And 33 of our people were killed. And we're okay with that. And let's fund Iran another $10 billion while we're at it. You know, we can no longer be trusted in this world, and that's the real casualty right here. The fact that Congress authorizes military aid. You know what, Congress? Turn around and say, no aid goes to Israel, no aid goes to anyone else. No Ukrainian aid, no Indo-Pacific aid, no Taiwanese aid. You want to play this game, Joe? Let's play. Congress, you got to be smarter. You got to be smarter, people. I know you have that razor-thin fine line, but you know what? This is the biggest problem, okay? And here you go. You know, I keep hearing about the tax Trump cuts. Ooh, woo. You know, it's going to do this, it's going to do that. Well, let me give you little numbers on the tax Trump cuts, because no one under 400,000, I keep hearing from the podium, that lying piece of floating, you know what. She keeps saying, no one under 400,000 will be affected. Well, you know what? Let me put this to you, okay? Your tax bill, $30,000 a year income, is going to go up $253. You have two kids? With a $52,000, you're going up $1,474. No kids? Make $75,000 a year? $1,707. That's the tax foundation's numbers, okay, when they expire under Trump. So when he says to you, you're not going to be taxed under $400,000, again, they're lying to you folks. Don't believe it. Go look it up yourself. Go. Do the research. Don't take my word for it, okay? Go do the research. Become an informed voter. So they're going to take your tax cuts, throw it out the window, and I gave you the numbers before on inflation, which in essence is a tax on everybody, whether you make $400,000 or not. It's a tax. It's a tax, baby. That's right. You're going to pay it. And you know what? The fact that the Democrats repeat the lie over and over again doesn't make it the truth. Everyone is going to get hit by these expiration of tax cuts. It's over. Okay? So keep voting for zero money in your pocket. That's called communism. Give it all to the government, and they'll figure out whether or not they want to give it to you. So go ahead. Be a low-information voter. Listen to plays like Mika, That Idiot, and Joe, the morning dumbass show on MSNBC. They lie to you every single day. And the stupid lies and the stupid lies keep coming. And when you look at it, it makes no sense because the reality is completely different. But they don't care. It's the 24/7 hate Donald Trump. Why? Why? Because it's all fake news, right? It's garbage. It's malarkey, as Joe would say. It's nothing but political speech. It's a political speech not connected to reality. So here we go. We went to, I want to just cover briefly because we're running out. We're running all over the place. So Hope Hicks testifies in the Trump trial that Michael Cohen used to call him Mr. Fix-It. But Hope Hicks testified that the only reason he used to call himself Mr. Fix-It is because he's the guy who actually broke it to begin with. This was hysterical. This is hysterical. This is the case. This case has been destroyed. This case has been destroyed. The Mar-a-Lago case has been destroyed. Why? Oh, I'm going to talk about that. This is interesting. I'll do it right now. Apparently, Jack Smith and his bumbling boobs have tampered with the evidence. Remember those giant pictures that the media went Google-eyed over with the confidential and skiff, oh my goodness, top secret all over the place? Guess what, folks? They brought those covers with them, and they put them on top. And you know the 30,000 boxes that they showed you? It's not 30,000, but you know what I'm saying. It's like hundreds and hundreds of boxes all over the place. Guess what? Out of those boxes, they only admit finding 100 documents that could even be questioned as being secret, confidential, or top secret. Only questionably. Okay, and guess what? You know what that would fit in? Take a regular file folder and stick it in there. Why were the pictures there? Because they are looking to destroy the man. They are afraid of him, that he will disassemble their little happy hostess place in Washington. That's the corruption center for the United States. Okay? After 37 years in law, I would say with just one objective person to explain to me what the heck Stormy Daniels, her porn star testimony had to do with the document category case. Somewhere wrapped up in a felony, yet unidentified. Probably never will be. And a document reporting case, since I have no idea what they're trying to prove here, other than that they have no evidence of a crime. They're looking to tar and feather him. This is nothing more than the Benny Hill show of tar and lynch and feather Donald Trump. Why? Because he and Biden go head to head. Biden loses in a slam dunk. Biden can't think. He's got no brains, folks. He might have been a really nice guy. So let me get this straight. So they called Stormy Daniels, their big witness, I think, is coming up on Monday. Although this is the most amazing trial. The defense is not given the next witness until the witness appears on the stand. That in and of itself should be an appealable issue. This whole trial should be thrown out right now. But let's talk about that for a second. So they bring her up there. And there's something called prejudicial versus probative. I think it's CPL 403, if I'm not mistaken, but don't quote me on that. So prejudicial versus probative, that has to be weighed by the judge. So when you call a witness, you just can't call anybody you want. But in this case, apparently you can, because it doesn't really matter if she had anything probative, because you know what? The testimony coming out of that courtroom by Stormy Daniels had nothing to do with any document whatsoever and any categorization or anything whatsoever. It had to do with salacious and whether or not, first of all, she denied ever having sex. Then she signed the NCND. Then she had sex with him. Then she didn't have sex with him. And then 18 years ago, she can describe exactly how much and how what, to some extent where she became unconscious after he had so much sex with her. Well, that's my new hero, Donald Trump. You know, as they call it, you know, sexing the brains out of a girl. This is ridiculous, folks. It is so absurd. 18 years later, she can recall these steamy details. Come on. She's had sex with hundreds of people. She's a porn actress. And I don't even know if she's an actress. They have no clue who she is. But they called her, and apparently she just completely disassembled on cross-examination. So that was a real good proof. Yeah, keep going, DA. Keep going. But the Democratic district attorney doesn't matter. They know they got the judge in the bag, and the stupidly corrupt court and the rest of this is going on. This is Looney Tunes. This is an astonishing corruption of a judicial system that used to be the premier system in the world. And guess what? We've destroyed that. Now, let's jump over to the documents case. I touched briefly on that. The documents case, federal prosecutors tampered with the evidence. They staged, as I said, they staged the photos of the classified documents. It now appears the FBI fraudulently depicted the documents and the DOJ. Who's going to be criminally charged for tampering with evidence? And who's authorized this? The blatantly violating the law. Where's the federal judges directly involved in this? And why has not the DOJ been called? The U.S. Marshals to start the FBI and DOJ personnel. Where are they? This conduct is so egregious as to immediately revoke their law enforcement credentials and suspend them without pay pending the investigation. But is that going to happen? Nope. Maybe the federal magistrate might do something here. You know, the federal courts should be the last vestige of real law, because we've given up on the criminal courts in New York here. It's stunning. This is a stunning admission by Special Counsel Jack Smith's team. This is ridiculous. Do you understand the gravity of that? This is worse than entrapment, folks. So the judge now has delayed that case in the documents case indefinitely based on the tampering of the evidence. And quite frankly, to me, that's an indication that she's going to throw this whole case out. Because once you tamper with the evidence, it's over. It's over. It's called the fruit of the poisonous tree doctrine. You know, it is so ridiculous that this is going on. And here's the other thing. Let me give you another tidbit of the Georgia case against Trump. Okay, that now, the appellate division down there just decided that they will hear the appeal. So that case is now on hold too. Hey, so Fannie Willis, however you want to call it, and her boyfriend, the Wade, the conduct is so egregious in their prosecution and so ridiculous that even the legal minds of the Democrats now are saying something's wrong here. And that, my friends, is an amazing concept when a Democrat admits there's something wrong here. So let me jump back into the George Washington University, back to the campus violent protests, okay? Congratulations, the American taxpayer. You have funded the terrorists, the breeding grounds in this country. Brilliant idea. So the other day, GW University, the day before the mayor, who refused to entertain what GW, by the way, was calling for the police to come in and help clear the campus, where they were preventing Jews from coming onto campus and interfering with classes, destroying property, and the rest of it. You've seen it all over. And if you haven't, go look for it. You'll find it everywhere. So just happened serendipitously the day before she's to testify before Congress after being subpoenaed up there, that she sent in the police at 3:00 in the morning to clear it out. This is a disgrace, folks. So a testimony has been adjourned. Great. Great job, Republicans, once again. Are you kidding me? Are you seriously kidding me? You know, when John Fetterman is the voice of reason in this country, we're in serious problems. We need to excommunicate our heads out of our butts and get off the left-wing Looney Tune train. This is a pathetic example of why we need to look at our education system as a whole. You're roughly paying hundreds of thousands of dollars a year for corruption, for terrorism, for your brains to be spilled out with terrorism, for your brains to be indoctrinated. and these are your next group of leaders in this country, good luck. I'll be well long gone. But you know what? Stupid people teaching your kids are going to be dumbasses and anti-American. Congratulations. Beautiful job. Way to go. Keep collecting more numbnuts that go into Congress and fund this crap, and you'll have no country left at all, completely done. I mean, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. There's a major difference between protesting and a violent clash of classes. Okay? We haven't learned that. We haven't learned a damn thing, as I said before, from the BLM riots. Nothing. And then you have, oh, here it is. This is even better. Then you have the Chief Pamela Smith of the Washington Police Department coming out and says that the violent protest was peaceful. This is almost as funny as the CNN guy who has a picture in front of him of an entire block on fire, and it's a mostly peaceful protest. Uh-huh. That's good. If you think it was peaceful protest, then violently protest to occupy the university. Prevent Jewish students from entering and threatening them. You know, there's right and there's wrong. You either own it or you don't. This country is finished if we don't own it. Just let's cash it in now. I wouldn't recommend buying any American savings bond if my life depended on it right now, because we don't really have an America to save. You know, Trump needs to go back into Washington. He needs to, this time, drain the swamp completely. He needs to get it out. He needs no pussyfooting around this time, no trying to work with the imbeciles there, okay? The fact that we're funding these idiots is ridiculous. Rashida Tlaib has to go, the terrorist in charge of the United States. She's calling for the issuance of an arrest warrant for Netanyahu. She's another imbecile. How about we stop funding the people who are funding the violence? How about we have a DOJ investigation? Where is all that money coming from? That is funding domestic terrorists. That's the problem. But when we have imbeciles in charge, nothing's going to get done. But you see, this is how terrorists flourish. We have an open border on the south. We have an open border. We don't even know who's coming in. Gotaways, 12.5 million people coming in, 5, 6, 3, 4, doesn't matter how many years later, you'll never find them. 96% of them never show up again. And $153 billion on the border crisis under Biden. Yeah, Biden. How's your Social Security system doing? Yeah, why don't we give everybody in the Social Security system an extra $8,000 or $9,000 a year? Because that's what you're spending on illegal invaders. Yeah, how about that? Why don't we give everybody in this country who's on Social Security a $9,000 raise? How's that? Take that $153 billion, put it towards your community centers. Put it where Americans need it. Because we are not taking care of ourselves. Okay? It's time to stand up, folks. Stand up. Shut it down. Shut the idiocy down. Let's kick these terrorists out of our country. MS-13 is setting up a great network. All the rest of these gangs are setting up great networks in our cities. The fentanyl's pouring in, killing hundreds of thousands of Americans. And guess what? We're going after Israel because they want to stamp out the terrorists. Yeah, that's Joe Biden for you. So Jewish Americans and people who support Israel, keep voting. Keep voting for Biden. That's what you're going to get. Israel's going to be wiped off the map. And that's what he wants. He wants to win Minnesota, and he wants to win. It's just, you know, like I said, the two-state solution before, it has nothing to do with the Middle East. It has to do with here and him voting. Keep it in power. It's not even funny anymore. It's failed simply. The criminal conviction without prosecution being made, a fine. Here, Hillary Clinton funded the dossier, the Steele dossier. That's election interference. Nothing. No criminal prosecution. The criminal convict without a conviction. And what does she get? She gets a fine from the Federal Election Commission. Oh, and what are they trying to do to Trump for doing nothing? This is such garbage. Folks, wake up. Wake up. And now, in his conviction on the fraud case, okay, under Letitia James's tutelage, Judge Engoron apparently had ex parte communication with the other attorneys in the civil fraud case. Hello? That is beyond a lack of integrity. This judge should immediately be taken off the bench. He should be investigated. And if it found out that he had done this, he should be disbarred. And they need to have a full-blown investigation. This is forget about justice time, folks. This is forget about it. This is not a mistake. This is a serious, serious accusation. And remember, this is what it's about. If there's no integrity coming from the top of the bench, there's no integrity in the court system. And we're seeing that now, left, right, and center. But are we going to do this? or we're going to sit by and watch it happen. We failed as a country. Right now, we have failed. America's fallen apart. The fabric of our society is being shredded. Where are the real leaders? Where are the real leaders in this country? We have failed the world. We have failed this country. We can't even find our way each day. We surrendered against Afghanistan. We were told, we did a great job there. We no longer have a southern border. But we're consistently told that. It was closed. 12 million people coming in. 12 million invaders. Not to mention 2 or 3 million that gotaways. They call them gotaways because we don't really even know who they are. We don't even know who the people are who come in. Biden said it was absurd not to give military aid and weapons to Israel a couple of years ago, and now he's withholding the weapons to Israel. So is that still absurd? It's effectively prolonging the war, you dumbasses. You got to take Hamas out. And if you don't, the blood of every civilian is only on Hamas. October 6th, there was a ceasefire. October 7th, when the massacre occurred, that was it. The ceasefire was over. Has Biden forgotten that? Has all American hostages been lost? 139 still there? Now, possibly, what else can go wrong? Wait for it. Biden, Blinken, and Austin, they're incredibly incompetent. This is going to be the destruction of the world. It's going to start here because if we don't get Biden out of this mess, he cannot handle it. The people around him are imbeciles, and the people with him are imbeciles. It's incredible that this person is still in front of the podium. Flopsy Mopsy has no idea. She has no idea. The binder, they call her the binder, I heard. Okay? And then you have this DEI stuff that scrapes into America and rips our heart out. You have the Secret Service now. Now that I understand today, there was a report to the whistleblower that Secret Service agent that went bonkers on the Kamala Harris detail and had to actually be hospitalized, failed the Hogan's Alley test, which is a very grueling test. You literally have to go in, you have to shoot the bad guys, not the good guys. She apparently failed, but because of the DIE, because she was a female, she was promoted when she failed. And she had some questionable background also, allegedly, because, again, one source doesn't make it true, unless, of course, you're a Democrat and you get that fax in the morning. But this, folks, is the world that we are living in right now. It's time to take it out. We got to get going. We got to take this down. It's time. If we don't stand up for America, if the conservatives in this country don't start pushing back, we will lose this country. We've lost most of it already. And if we don't stop it now, it's going to be finished. And there'll be nothing left. So anyway, it's time to wrap up the show. You've been listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. And I got to tell you, thank you to America's Web Radio. It's been a great time. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.